Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back with you here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Henry Lake in for Chad Hartman. Chad back tomorrow, noon and 3. Viking draft conversation taking place this segment. Also, we'll talk NFL draft tomorrow night. Jeff Diamond, Mike Max, myself, Steve Thompson, as well as Eric Nelson. Draft coverage tomorrow evening from 6:30 until essentially the rest of the night. First day of the NFL draft. Everybody out there is excited. I know that I'm excited. Vikings pick 18th in the first round. And I know that conventional wisdom when it comes to this week's NFL draft, at least for the Vikings and Viking fans, in the first round is that you draft an offensive lineman. That's pretty much been the conversation. That's what a lot of people have said for weeks, even months, looking at the team and knowing that they really didn't address all their issues when it comes to that offensive line in free agency. So now we have the draft. Because those are the ways you improve your team, is through free agency and also the NFL draft. And as much as I know that that's the area of need, I have a different approach or different thought when it comes to the Vikings and the draft and how they should go about their business. I say don't be afraid to be bold or go against the grain. Everybody's saying offensive line in the first round. I say don't put yourself in a box to where you say you just have to take an offensive lineman. Don't do that. I say take the best available player. If there's a stud or somebody that's falling and you have to investigate it, you have to research it and see why is this person falling when it comes to the draft. And if you figure out that there's really no, you know, need to be overly concerned and you feel like this person's legit and they're a really good player, then go ahead and grab them. Go ahead and grab them. I want to improve the offensive line, and it's not as though you have to go with the mindset that if you don't take an offensive lineman in the first round that you're not going to improve your offensive line at all. That's not the case. Because right now, to me, the drop-off in talent between a first-round pick and a second-round pick, it's not a huge gap there. So you can still address it in the second round. If they go offensive line in the first round, I'm not going to be angry. I'm not going to be upset. It's a need. But be bold. Don't be afraid to be bold. In 1998, Randy Moss, he was on the board. He fell to them. It ended up being an absolute gift for the Vikings organization and Vikings fans. You were able to get a Hall of Famer in Randy Moss because there were a lot of question marks in regards to Randy Moss. And I don't think that anybody looked at that time and say that the need for the Vikings when he was drafted was you had to take a wide receiver in the first round. In 1998, Randy Moss was the 21st pick. Dennis Green said, we got to take this kid. We have to. Dennis Green, he believed, and he wasn't afraid to roll the dice. And I say, don't be afraid to roll the dice right now. That has to be, at least in my opinion, the mindset that if there is somebody there on the board that you feel like is going to be a game changer, somebody that's going to be able to take you to another level, then you have to investigate and you have to say, you know what, we have to seriously take a step back. And as much as we need to address the offensive line, maybe this should be the route because maybe we'll get more out of this player than anybody else here at pick 18. But yes, the offensive line needs to be addressed. But I am team best player available in the first round. DJ, you watch the Vikings. You know what the needs are. Are you on board for best player available at 18, or are you saying, no, we need to go ahead and pick the best available offensive lineman?
I think, can I go in between somewhere? Okay. I think the Vikings, and I mean, in any team, you need to have your draft board with your rankings of players, which is not, you're not going to just say that every player we want is offensive line. There's going to be every position there. And then you need to stick to that. And when you're putting together that list, sure, offensive linemen are more valuable to the Vikings right now than some other positions. So compared to a different team, yes, the Vikings will have more offensive linemen listed in their top 100 players or however they do it than a lot of other teams will. So with that in mind, I think that means the Vikings likely take offensive line. But in a situation like you just mentioned with Randy Moss, where a position of a different or a player of a different position drops in your lap, I think you have to be prepared to take that player.
But I guess what I'm asking is, if you're a decision maker and you're in the room and there are players that you look at and you say, well, quite frankly, we didn't think that this guy was going to be here at 18. And I know that we have an offensive lineman that's evaluated and we graded him extremely high, but we have this guy much higher talent-wise, but he doesn't play on the offensive line. Maybe he plays on the defensive line, or maybe he's some other, maybe even a skill position. Would you look at taking that player?
I think the question is, what do you mean by much higher? What metric are we using
somebody
to say,
that
is,
you
this,
look,
is this somebody who's...
somebody that's evaluated as a top 10 pick.
And you're picking them at 18?
Yep.
Yeah, then I think you go for it. But if it's...
You have
somebody,
to factor it in.
But so you're saying somebody's eight or more picks above where we were going to get them.
Yeah.
Then maybe sure. But if they're 15th, no, I don't think you jump three picks up. And I don't know how you quantify that if you're making those decisions. But sure, you'll take that player if they fall to a certain extent.
All I'm saying is that you have to factor it into your conversation.
Yeah.
That's why when we talk about what you do and do not do when it comes to the actual draft scenarios, you never say that this is not on the table. You never shut off your mind in terms of thinking about this player or this scenario. You have to factor it all in because you don't know how this stuff is going to shake out. We don't know if somebody's going to trade in front of the Vikings to snatch a player. We don't know how all that stuff's going to play out. So that's all I'm saying is that we have to look at it and say, as much as we know that there are particular spots that we need to address, if there is somebody that we feel like they're sitting there and we think long term they could be an unbelievable player, maybe not an immediate guy right now, but we think that they're going to be an unbelievable player within the next year or two, you have to leave that into the equation too.
I agree with you, but with that in mind, let's face it, this team needs offensive line help, and if you don't get it in the draft, you have to look at getting offensive line help in free agency trade.
They have to do it. And the other thing about this specific draft, I think that Rick Spielman, he's feeling the pressure a little bit. Listen to this comment and tell me that you don't think that Rick Spielman understands the moment right now for the Minnesota Vikings organization in regards to their salary cap, how much money they're spending, and the type of talent that they have on the roster. Listen to Rick here.
With how top-heavy our roster is right now with the contracts we have out there, these players that we're bringing in have to come in and contribute.
That's Rick Spielman essentially saying, because of the salary cap and because of the way that our roster is top-heavy, we have to address getting immediate impact players into the organization. Not every organization looks at the draft that way, right? Some teams will look and they'll say, you know what, yeah, we want an impact player in the first round or maybe in the second round, and then the rest of the guys will develop them. I think that Rick is starting to feel the pressure. You just heard that soundbite. He understands the state of the team. This team is constructed right now to win now. This is not a rebuild. He knows that. He knows it's not a rebuild. They have to take care of business right now, especially when you have Kirk Cousins under contract this year and next year with guaranteed money.
Yeah, the stakes are high for a team with high expectations. The stakes are high to get it right now.
They have to. They have to take care of business. And you could just hear it right there with Rick Spielman that he understands the situation that he's in. And I'm telling you right now, he's got to be feeling the pressure. Fans have been supportive through the really good picks that he's had. And he's had some good picks. There's been some bad picks too. Okay? There's been some bad picks. Right now, I don't think that he is in a situation where fans are in love with what he's done. And I don't think the fans have hated his time here in Minnesota, but I think that he right now is in a spot where he's under the microscope.
Now, you talk about the Vikings needing to pick the best player available if somebody really valuable drops in their lap.
No, I think they should pick the best player available regardless.
If that best player available is not an offensive lineman, and if there's interest from other teams, would you be in favor of the Vikings trading down?
Absolutely.
To get a couple of offensive linemen maybe instead of that player that dropped
out? Absolutely. I'm totally in favor of that. If there are, depending on what your draft board looks like, so let's say that there are people inquiring about trading up to your pick and you don't fall back that far in a trade scenario and you have a bunch of guys on your list that you like, absolutely. Now, if you have a short list of guys for 18 and the team that's calling you about a trade is maybe 27 or 28, or, you know, way at the end of the first round, then I'd be a little bit, I don't want to do it. So it's all predicated on who's making the call, how far you're going to trade back to. But yeah. I have no issue if you're trying to trade back from 18 to 22 or 18 to 21 or 23 and you feel like what you're going to get in return is going to help your cause.
Yeah, I think it makes sense to do that specifically because the Vikings don't just need one offensive line member. They need several. And if we end up with several that are maybe second round picks or however that would work out, that could still be a really positive situation.
Without question. I've stated this before on the show. I've never made a purchase on Amazon. That could change really soon. I'll explain coming up next year. Henry Lake in for Chad Hartman.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.